Hello and welcome. My name is Gino Barbera, one of the co-founders of Jake and Gino. And in this important how-to lesson, we're going to be discussing with Harry Barth from Barth Calderon, the impending estate plan apocalypse. You don't want to miss this how-to.
Sure, Gino. So what's happening? Okay, what's happening is very, very interesting and sadly, highly political. And so we're going to kind of walk our way through it a little bit. So since, 2020, so to speak, or maybe actually 2016, for spouses or individuals right now, you can pass 13.5 million dollars worth of assets to your children. Your wife can pass $13.5 million worth of assets to children, but $27 million worth of assets can be passed upon our deaths to our children without the imposition of a federal transfer tax. What do we about to say? It's a tax on the transfer on death. Also a transfer if we give it during lifetime. And anything that transfers above that amount is subject to a 40% tariff to the federal government. So if we pass 10 million, if we have 37 million, we pass 27 million to our children, and 10 million above the 27 million, we got to give the government $4 million for the rite of passage to do that. That's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And when you're thinking about it in terms of the nature of assets, and you look at most people are not sitting around with boatloads of cash. They're sitting around, especially in your constituency or our constituency, with real property and businesses. And as we all know, they're not so liquid. And so if we have to liquidate assets in order to pay federal estate taxes, we're not going to get the best price. Who knows what the market conditions? What if we're in a downturn in the real estate market, die 9 months later? I don't have the liquidity in order to pay the tax. I now have to sell off properties at a significant discount. So the tax is a whole hell of a lot more than the 40% because market conditions can make it significantly greater. Mm-hmm. So what's the apocalypse? Well, the apocalypse is that right now, we have the highest estate tax exemptions in the history of America. It's a historic time. And they came in as a result of the Trump administration. And at the time that they were passed, there were not enough votes in the Senate to make it a permanent extension. So the extension was for about 10 years. And so at the end of December 31st, 2025, when you and I wake up on January 1st, 2026, assuming we wake up, all right, that exemption by autopilot is going to drop for a family from $27 million to $12 million. And now it's 40% of everything in excess of $12 million. That is a $5 million tax increase, hence the apocalypse, and it's coming. Mm-hmm. And I'll explain how it might not happen or how it could be worse than what it is. So now we have to take a look because many of our estate plans have been set that, oh, we don't have the issue. I don't have $27 million, you know? But when you add up a house, equity, investments, and life insurance, for example, that we own, like I have a $5 million term policy, that's $5 million in our estate, we may easily go over that $12 million threshold where it was not an issue before, has become an issue now. So we have opportunities now to lock in, for example, the $27 million before it goes away, and a lot of tools that we have to help lower the estate tax threshold. But there are a couple of things we need to know on that and kind of dovetail eventually into asset protection in our few minutes together today. But what could happen? So this is politics, and I don't care. We're not talking about the politics today. We're talking about the tax impact of the politics today. Mm-hmm. So let's take a look at what happens. So in the event in November where we have an election, should we have a red White House, a red Senate, and a red House, more likely than not, the $27 million for a family, $13.5 million per individual, will remain in effect and be adjusted looking forward for inflation. On the reverse side of that, and that has been said. It's on the campaign. It's what they believe in. On the reverse side of that, should we have a blue White House, a blue Senate, and a blue House? Here's what they have said. That exemption is going to drop to $7.5 million for family, about wow. $3.7 million or so a person. That the estate tax rate will jump from 40% to 50 to 55%, and that estate tax exemption will no longer be adjusted for inflation. Confiscation at its highest level. But more likely than not, since it's an automatic adjustment to the 12 million, if we have a mix, one of the three, the House, the Senate, or the White House, is different from the other, one red, one blue, they will automatically drop to 12 million. So that's the apocalypse. I think it requires an opportunity for everyone to revisit their estate planning to make sure that they have taken advantage of the historic highs that we currently have. And something that really should be looked at in the form of a complimentary consultation or to see how that impacts people. People don't realize it's coming. And when it comes, and then one nasty thing is that if we have the blue, they're talking about making the new rules retroactive to January 1st, 2025. So that would turn around if we had the blue in November, and it's right around the corner. So there's not a lot of time.
Wow. You're going to be busy. Wow. That happened.
Yeah, it's not that we want to be busy that way, but yes. They need to realize in Washington the impact of their decisions on all of us that are struggling so hard to make things great for our families. So talking about that, you know, just to kind of back in a little bit, many of the tools that we have to protect an estate from the upcoming apocalypse are also used to protect those assets from the claims of third-party creditors. Because, you know, we're all worried about, you know, estate planning when we die. But what happens if, God forbid, we have a legal travesty, an accident, a liability during our lifetimes, and we lose our assets as a result of that, or significantly lose a significant part of our assets? So we have all this great estate planning for a estate that's no longer there because we lost it because of an unfortunate situation that's come to take place. And we see those. Gino, in my business, we have 5,000 clients coast to coast every week. Every week we see things that happen to really good families and good people that it's just, we never expected to have happen. And now their entire net worth is in jeopardy. So I think concurrent with using the opportunity to examine the estate from an estate planning perspective, I think it's also at the same time, a dual factor to look at all of our assets and see how well they are insulated from the claims of third-party creditors. And it's a combination, as we both know, Gino, of insurance and proper legal procedure that give us the walls around that, which we've worked so hard to build. And does it work? You bet it does. And it's something that I know that you've brought to your constituency, and it's critically important.
Harry,
level the playing field. People with money don't have a level playing field.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where, as if you're listening to this, you may feel yourself overwhelmed. Well, take solace in the fact that around 70% of Americans don't have an estate plan. So you're not the only one if you don't have one. But now that you know the information, it's one step at a time. It's one phone call at a time. It's taking care of all of your assets that you have today and thinking about the future. Because I found myself several years ago not needing as much as I need now, but knowing that my assets were going to grow, knowing that I was going to have this situation never resolve itself unless I took legal advice and legal action. So what I want you to do is down below, you're going to see the QR code to connect with Harry's team, to schedule a call, whether it's for asset protection and or estate planning. And if you have it and it's set, great. But if you haven't checked on it the last couple of years, schedule a call with Harry because he may see some things. He may help you update what you have because you may have gotten more bank accounts. You may have gotten more life insurance policies. You may have bought more properties. Your kids may be coming of age. There may be a lot of things that are moving around. You may have elderly parents. Whatever the situation may be, it's always good to talk to a professional and ask them, hey, I am here right now. What should I be looking for? And am I properly prepared? So I think, Harry, any final words to the conversation?
I think you said it really well, Gino, and We look forward to taking those calls and helping people as best as we can, and looking forward to continue to work with your organization.
Thanks, Harry.
Thanks, Gino.